Welcome to the May 2009 edition of the Paranormal News Insider on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. In cryptid news, the search for Bigfoot in Russia will begin again in June in the Shorya Mountains in Siberia, as well as a large cave system in the area. There are those who feel that this could actually be a surviving family of Neanderthals. And in UFO news, a couple of updates to stories we discussed last month. The first being the bright light and sonic boom seen and heard over the East Coast on March 29th. It was speculated that it was the rocket boosters from a Russian spacecraft. It was confirmed shortly after recording the piece that I learned that it was not true, and the sighting was in fact a meteor. The second update is from a video from a purported witness to the 2006 Chicago O'Hare Airport UFO incident. The video surfaced on March 21st on YouTube and was shot with a cell phone and shows the UFO hanging in midair. There were many things about the video that did not add up, and it turned out to be a deliberate hoax. Anthony Wharton admitted his hoax as a reaction to the dozens of faked videos that many so-called experts have jumped to believe without thorough critical thought. Well, he was right, as many and various news outlets believed his story, along with the video. There continues to be hundreds of fake UFO as well as ghost videos which are flooding the internet. This has hurt the work that many groups have done in helping bring the reality behind their studies to the general public. These efforts at intentionally deceiving others is threatening what little belief the public has given these fields over the last few decades. We have created a society of media and attention-hungry people who want nothing more than have their name in lights, no matter what the sacrifice. And manipulating belief systems is an easy attack for many with a mild skill at video editing. In ghost news, sad news in the ghost world, as parapsychologist and author Hans Holzer has passed away at age 89. Holzer is known by many by his numerous books which detail his investigations and multitude of stories dealing with ghosts. What many people may not realize is that he's credited with many terms that we may take for granted today, such as the phrase, the other side. He is also credited with the phrase beings of light, as well as the term sensitives. And another one he is credited with you may have heard before is the term ghost hunter. Holzer will be missed. Questions, comments can be directed to Insider at paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, while it may not be paranormal news, I do want to briefly discuss the swine flu panic that has spread via our news media. So far, only 7 deaths have been reported to this weak strain of flu virus. Last year, the regular rhinovirus, which is the common flu, killed over 30,000 people. Now, I'm not downplaying the potential seriousness of a new virus, nor the deaths that are related to it. But it seems that the media has whipped up a frenzy over a virus that has become weaker over time. While I'm not into conspiracy theories, I feel there is too much panic over this simple virus that is not a humankind killing plague. We should always be washing our hands and practice safe health practices, but closing schools, churches, and other public buildings, I think that's far beyond reason when we're dealing with a simple virus. And finally, conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. 2009 continues to be a really big year for these events. And let's take a quick look at some of these events that are happening from May on throughout the end of the year. The Independent Crop Circle Researchers Association will have its 6th annual ICCRA 2009 Crop Circle Conference May 15th to the 17th near the Great Serpent Mound State Memorial. Prodigy Paranormal presents PCON 2009 on May 30th in Huber Heights, Ohio. The WISP Women's International Study of the Paranormal Paranormal Expo will be held May 29th to the 31st, 2009 in Mansfield, Ohio at the Mansfield Reformatory. May 30th brings the Western Pennsylvania Paranormal Conference in Washington, Pennsylvania. June 21st will bring the Kansas City Paranormal Conference in Kansas City, Missouri. And the North Cal Paracon 2009 will occur July 17th to the 19th in Monterey, California. The Canadian Can-Am Paracon 2009 will take place in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, August 6th through the 7th. The Ohio Paranormal Conference will take place August 14th to the 16th, 2009. Guests will include former guests, John Kachuba, as well as myself. September 11th through the 13th, 2009 brings the Scarefest to Lexington, Kentucky. 2009 Texas Bigfoot Conference will occur September 26th, 2009 in Tyler, Texas. October 9th through the 11th is the East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And October 17th is the Michigan Paranormal Conference in West Lynn, Michigan. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the message board at the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.